Yes, Dimension with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. It's actually the best of Distorted View. It's a long weekend for us here in the United States because 4th of July, it's Independence Day, all that sort of good shit. So today I'm doing a best of show for you guys. Paying members, Sideshow Freaks, are going to get a new episode. So if you want to hear that, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Enjoy this classic episode. It's just as stupid as new ones. Nothing's changed in the 5+ years I've been doing this program. This episode, by the way, is from February of 2008. I will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. We'll be doing Sextastic Tuesday, so be on the lookout for that. We'll see you back then. Bye, everybody. Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ding! It's time for another installment of Distorted View's Test of Patience. Hey freaks, it's Friday, February 22nd, 2008. Coming up on the program today, accidental penis wagging plus Gene Simmons kiss and tell. And okay. And the rapist version of Borat. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed the song at the top of the program. I love that new bit. Just occasionally I'm going to play something that tests your patience. It's a catchy tune, though. Why don't we take it from the top one more time? Because my favorite part. Yeah! Okay, that's enough. For those of you who don't know, there's this company called Jam, and they do a lot of radio jingles for radio stations, and they came up with this ludicrous, ridiculous, unneeded song that is like 5 minutes in length, basically touting how great they are and going through all the fucking call letters of radio stations they do IDs for. Oh, just an awful, mind-numbing song. Oh, I've got some great audio here for you guys, and you can actually explore this yourself. You know, I get a lot of Sextastic Tuesday stories from this website called Literotica. I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard of it. People who have sent me Sextastic Tuesday stories a lot of times use Literotica. But in addition to having sex stories, they also have sex poems, and they also have sex poems read by people. So, like, the people who write these poems will actually record it as well. I have one here for you now, and we'll play some more on the extended show. I thought this one was kind of interesting because it was actually recorded by a guy who wrote a poem called Rusty Trombone. Take a listen. DV Poetry Jam. Take one.
Rusty Trombone. I put my ass on top of your face. You lick it all over. You must love the taste. Your hands feel so tight, wrapped around my thick cock. Your tongue, it drives deeper, causing a great shock. Faster you lick, quicker you jerk. If people were watching, they would see it's hard work. You slide your hand faster, licking me as I moan. I feed you my cum. Thanks for this, Rusty Trombone.
Very good. Dirty Joe 69 wrote that piece. Like I said, there are tons of them over there at literotica.com, so you can check it out for yourself. If you're a Sideshow member, stick around for the extended program, because I'll play some more audio sex poems or whatever that I found funny. Now, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, Chad sent me a link that I found very interesting. Now, you know, a while ago, we were talking about that religion that encourages you to pretend you're having sex with Jesus Christ. Right? Do you guys remember that? When people write sex stories about Jesus, and you're supposed to envision Jesus penetrating you and everything. This is not the same thing. However, it has to do with sex and God, I guess. It's called Sex in Christ, Sexuality According to the Word of God. Now, I found this very interesting. I did not know God was down with S&M. Oral sex? Three ways? Yeah, sure, why not? God's a swinger, man. Yeah, there are sections entitled Christian Threesomes, Masturbation for the Glory of God. You gotta be yanking pretty hard for that. I am masturbating for the glory of God! And my personal favorite, Fisting in God's Will.
Oh, easy! Easy, let me just sit on it. Oh my God!
Bounce on that fucker.
Yeah! Oh, stay right there. Oh my God!
Hallelujah, right? Apparently, according to the Bible, it's A-OK to fist a loved one. I'm going to read you just a little bit from this website, and then I'll give you the link. The sex act called fisting is a source of confusion and misconception for many Christians. How can fisting be confusing? There's a fist and an ass. Shouldn't take too long figuring out what goes into what. This is unfortunate because it means that many Christian men and women are depriving themselves of what could be the most spiritual sexual experience of their lives. Like anal sex and BDSM, Fisting is often mistakenly associated with the gay community, or is considered a sex act too extreme to be appropriate for Christian couples. Not only are these views incorrect, but fisting actually has a scriptural precedent, as we will show. Yes, bring on the Bible quotes, and that's exactly what he does. Now, come on. This is the quote that he is referring to. Oh God, God of our ancestors, are you not God in heaven above and ruler of all kingdom below? You hold all power and might in your fist. I notice the quote does not include any reference to God using his fist to penetrate man's dirty hole, unless that's in the New Testament. So here's what the website actually says about couples trying to perform fisting. Before attempting fisting, a Christian husband and wife should pray together and ask for divine guidance. The husband should should ask that God guide his hand and work through him, and for the skill and patience to fist his wife correctly and maximize her pleasure. The wife should pray for openness. Yeah. Ow! Wider God, please open my pussy wider. Could you imagine if you were God receiving that prayer request? Okay, this woman wants her pussy to open wider. Part the red lips, if you will. I'm going to forward this one to Moses. Click, click. And here is really proof that this man is delusional, or at the very least, has never been fisted himself. Some common misconceptions about fisting are that it is very painful. Now, where would you get that idea? They're doing it wrong, apparently. Actually, the topic of male fisting does come up in the section called role reversal. And they say, you know, if a woman is going to fist her husband, because of the intense nature of the act of fisting and the degree of surrender and submission, a couple should first look deeply into their own hearts and pray for guidance as to whether it is wise to let the wife fist the husband. Yeah, do you really want your man sounding like this?
Fuck me!
If you're a woman, I can't imagine that's a turn-on.
Fuck me!
Now, yesterday on the show, I played a very quick clip of the grandmother who was a phone sex operator. This was sent to me by the great Cheryl Murkowski. Mm-hmm. Work that labs. Work it. Rope on. My pussy lips look like smoke, beef jerky. Mm-hmm. Work that whore.org. Okay, so this is, I guess, like a little documentary. Just basically it follows this granny around. And here's a clip from granny talking to a guy who I guess wants to be fucked by a woman or something. Take a listen.
Where are you calling from, bitch? Now listen, bitch, are you touching that dick right now? Don't touch that fucking cock and tell me it's not a fucking cock anymore. Now it's a clit, see? And your goddamn fucking asshole is your pussy.
Like, this grandmother's tripping me out. She's talking to this guy and telling him that his penis is a clit, but his asshole is a pussy. It's too confusing for me. I wouldn't be able to get off on that. Not to mention the fact that I'm talking to a 65-year-old wrinkled bag. These guys have to know she doesn't sound young.
And your goddamn motherfucking asshole is your pussy.
Right, okay, I'm following
now
you.
I'm gonna take this goddamn motherfucking dick and I'm gonna ram it straight at your goddamn motherfucking pussy like there's no fucking tomorrow. And you're gonna take advantage.
Now, don't think Granny is a one-trick pony. No, no, she has a lot of alter egos, like this innocent girl.
8 inches long? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be afraid to touch something.
No one calling fucking phone sex has an 8-inch penis.
Oh, I'd be afraid to touch something like that. Oh, no, I don't think I should touch it. Oh, I don't know. I touch it when I take a bath and a shower, and that's about it.
Here's a 65-year-old woman pretending to be, what, 13?
I don't know. I never have even had my finger in it before. Not a Tampax, not nothing.
All right, let's leave tampons out of this, okay?
Sure do you.
I got some hot pussy. What?
Here's another call.
I'll suck it. How'd they get... Now, listen, when your dick gets hard, does it get hard faster? Does it take it a while to get hard? I'll tell you one thing for sure, baby. I wish you were here right now so you could see me play with my big fat pussy lips.
Yeah, that I believe. I believe she does have big fat pussy lips.
I'm going to get it. I'm a
droopy pussy lips. Dumbo ears.
I'm going to get it. I'm a this movie here. This movie's getting me all wet. These pussy juice is dripping down my fucking legs.
I have a hard time believing that. I have a hard time believing she can produce any sort of pussy juices at the age of 65. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, now would be a great time to sign up. You get full access to the DV archives, plus you get access to extended shows that we do, like today, for instance. As a matter of fact, I've got more nasty phone sex grandma to play. You can hear more of her Asian character that we played yesterday, and also her black character. Plus, I've got some other stuff for you today, too. Should be a good extended show, so sign up now if you're not a member. $5 a month, $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. Oh, huge news! I can't believe I forgot to mention this. I finally got off my lazy ass and did something productive. And that is, I got a brand new Distorted View P.O. Box. Ta-da! That's right. I know a lot of you guys have been emailing me wondering when the P.O. Box address was going to be ready because they had, you know, stuff they wanted to share with me, little gifts or just something they found funny, or to sign up for the sideshow. Now, keep in mind, if you want to sign up for the sideshow and you don't have a PayPal account, you can now sign up once again through the post office, and I accept checks, money orders, and well-concealed cash, but just keep in mind I can't be held responsible if that shit gets lost in the mail. So here we go. The new Distorted View P.O. Box address. I'll put this on the show notes today so you guys can check it out. But here it is. It's Distorted View, P.O. Box 141-261, Columbus, Ohio 43214. Again, that's P.O. Box 141-261. I'll put that up on the show notes today. Can't wait to see what you guys are going to send me. Thank you guys so much for being patient. And again, just keep in mind, if you're going to sign up for the sideshow, I only accept $50 yearly memberships through the mail. No $5 bullshit, because that would be too crazy to deal with. Alrighty, got three quick stories for you today, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from South Carolina. A Anderson man who pleaded guilty to indecent exposure told the judge the incident was an accident. Of course it was. Caused by his shirt becoming stuck in his zipper. What about the cock hanging out of your zipper? Well, he has an answer for that, too. James Thompson, 35, was arrested Saturday and accused of exposing his genitals and said the crime was the accident result of his tendency to forgo underwear. This is exactly why I wear underwear. I always forget to zip my zipper. It's a real dead zone in my brain or something, the part of the brain that tells you to remember to zip up your zipper. I can never remember to do that. So if you ever meet me out, chances are you could slide your hand right in there and grab a fistful of Tim. Well, your fist wouldn't be full. You'd have a lot of room to spare to hold on to other stuff. But yeah, I'd be in there somewhere.
Dun, 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 dun. Wow.
So, it's a pain in the ass because, you know, I mean, it's not that my penis is minuscule or anything, but I've got large balls, and that in when you compare the large balls to my penis, well, it just dwarfs it. It's embarrassing. I need to get ball reduction. Why can't I get testicular cancer? Get those fucking things out of there. Then I could get, like, implants, right? So it looks normal, but, you know, I'll get smaller ones. Marble-sized or something. Oh, well, back to the story here. Quote, "My shirt got stuck in my zipper," Thompson told Judge Ken Madison and Anderson Police Officer Matthew Stipe in court on Tuesday. "I don't wear drawers. When I tried to put it back on, it was too late." Thompson was ordered to pay a $465 fine or face 30 days in jail. Quote, "Get pants with a zipper that works or start wearing drawers," Madison told Thompson. "I also tried, because you know my zipper problem, I always forget to zip it up. I tried getting buttonfly jeans, because this is apparently 1989, and that doesn't work either. I button maybe one of them, just the top one, and then the other ones aren't buttoned. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this. I also have no idea why I thought getting buttonfly jeans would solve my problem." I really am an idiot. Especially when it comes to clothes. I'm not as bad as I used to be, but when I had a real job several years ago, you know, I would just leave my clothes on the floor, and then I'd wake up late
and have to rush to get to work, and I just grab whatever piece of clothing that wasn't too wrinkly from the floor and put it on. And I remember one time I actually put a button-down shirt on like it was a normal, like a t-shirt. Like I put my arms through the holes and just pulled it down, and I didn't realize it was inside out. Like, who does that? And as it was so funny because as I was leaving the apartment building, this woman was coming in, and she just looked at me and she goes, "Nice shirt." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." I didn't even bother to look down. Who puts on a button-up shirt inside out? A complete fucktard. Second story we have for you today. The sicko who cops
it. I'm bullshit. I'll be fine. Fuck you.
You know what Wendy's spokes drunk means. It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment, Hollywood News, Insider Report, Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Implants. Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
Yes! Do you want to see a fat, aging rock star bang some blonde bitch? Who doesn't? Reports have surfaced that Gene Simmons has a dirty little secret, his very own sex tape. There's apparently a website, jeanssecret.com, which provides access to a teaser trailer in which someone who looks like Gene Simmons, at least from the stomach down... is banging some broad on the bed. In the tape, the Kiss frontman, or someone who looks like him, is shown in bed with a blonde model who calls herself Elsa, which is like the name of a cow, right? And is most assuredly not Simmons' longtime partner, Playboy model Shannon Tweed. According to reports, Simmons says the man in the video isn't him. If you want to check it out for yourself, you can spend $10 and surf on over to jeanssecret.com. And watch the video. I'm thinking about it. I don't know if there's any good audio to be had or not. Honestly, though, who wants to see Gene Simmons naked? He's like 90. Who cares if the girl is cute? Got a fucking internet full of, you know, hot girls getting naked. And they're not attached at the pussy by some geriatric. I mean, don't get me wrong, Gene Simmons is a legend. Although it would be kind of interesting to see him, like, pleasure her orally with that huge tongue of his. Or spit fire into her twat. That's worth $10 right there. Burn off her pubic hair. All right, one more story and then we'll get the hell out of here. The sicko who cops say masqueraded as a delivery driver so he could rape young women in his Lincoln Town Car is no stranger to playing the part. Oh, Jesus. Torquia Sadek something, 28, had aspired to be the next Borat, a neighbor said. The accused rapist played a character akin to British comedian Sacha Baron Cohen's wildly popular Borat in a homemade film. Quote, he was trying to make a movie. Apparently the kid is trying to be a Borat-type guy. The neighbor said he once went with him to Manhattan's Riverside Park, where the wannabe filmmaker accosted elderly parkgoers. I like this guy. First of all, he's classy. When he rapes women, he takes them for a ride in his Lincoln Town Car. Right? Shows the girls a little bit of the good life. And then, on top of that, he also makes fun of elderly people. This guy is me. He asked embarrassing questions, said the neighbor. He wanted to know what old people knew about sex. This guy is a real jerk. Yes, unfortunately, when he wasn't making fun of the elderly, he was... Well, he went on a raping spree. Monica Monero, a dancer from Scores West Side, escaped a backseat attack and then reported his license plate number to cops. In the meantime, Sadakaga had raped and sodomized another 23-year-old woman in the car. Both women were picked up at 28th Street and 10th Avenue. Sadakaga was arraigned Tuesday in Manhattan criminal court on rape, attempted rape, sex abuse, and criminal sex act charges.
Oh, mama.
Ooh, Scott Fletcher likes that.
Tweak my nipples.
All right. Finishing up here, this guy's also suspect in the rapes of two women who had just left The Box, an exclusive Lower East Side nightclub, in separate incidents last fall. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my Friggy Diggies here.
Hey, Tim, this is Thomas again. Hey, about Dan Bylike, the comedian. I'm running a fan page for him on MySpace. I got 111 friends on there so far. I just started it up this week. So definitely you give him a mention on the show and the show notes, I will reciprocate and give you, well, 3/4 of a blowjob. I'm not going all the way this time. Okay, thanks a lot.
Who is that? Dan?
Hey, Tim, this is Thomas again. About Dan Bylake, the comedian. I'm running a fan page for him on MySpace.
Oh, okay. I don't know who that is. But give me his add me as a friend on MySpace, and I'll add you, and sure, I'll promote him.
Hey,
he's funny.
Tim, this is Jen from North Carolina.
I was listening to, I was on Patrick Melton's MySpace thing or whatever, and he had a really funny bit, one of his stand-up routines about, I don't want to give it away because there's no way I'd be able to say it as funny as he does it, but about reality shows, and he comes up with a great reality show for elderly people in Florida. I'll put a link to that on the show notes today.
Okay, Thursday the 21st was my birthday, and I listened to Sextastic Tuesday.
Yes.
That shit one on my birthday.
Nice.
Really big mistake. Oh my God, Tim, that was almost worse than the maggot.
Really?
Wow. Squirming.
Well, all the credit goes to, who wrote it? Squiggy or something?
It was really
Squiggy?
Bad, but I just wanted to say thank you for making me feel better on my birthday because it was a really happy one.
Aww.
And anyway. Hope to see you next year on my birthday. Bye.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, Tim. It's Andy from Austin, Texas. I was calling to say that, like, do you remember the guy who was, like, the black man who thinks that he's God?
Well, yeah.
I came up with the idea of calling into a show and having you put on, like, a little, like, a Satan bit for him, say that he's Satan, and see how he acts to that one, since he's always saying, Satan's a motherfucking liar. And
well, you know, it's interesting that you say that because in one of the videos, someone does call in pretending to be Satan.
Yeah.
Not me, though.
But yeah, like, I think that would be something which is pretty funny, which you could definitely, like, do something on TV.
Yeah, I don't even know if he still does that show. I mean, who knows when these clips were made, but I'll definitely find that one where the caller calls in pretending to be Satan. Maybe we'll play that on the show. A couple more calls, and then we'll get out of here.
Sam, Ice Man from Louisiana. Hey, dude, listening to this, the clips of the chick getting fucked and she's going, oh, no, like, it's not supposed to be happening, later, right after the wannabe, come forth, the really queef.
Right.
But you gotta do the old lady, where did I park my car, and then put that chick as a sample after it, oh, no, that would be funny as fuck. Gotta do that.
You guys are funnier than I am.
Hello, this is Stacey. I'm Maryland, and I was playing trivia tonight, like you really care.
Mm-mm.
But what was funny is somebody up on the board had the name K-Nut. K-A-Y-N-U-S, like electric K-Tyler Payne.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, just thought I'd share. Bye.
Was it a Alexis K. Tyler fan? Oh, what is this? More Christmas shoes? It's February. Almost March at this point. I don't know why I even entertain this anymore. It's kind of growing on me, though, huh? What is this? Is this anything?
I am Max Max, an underage listener. I approve this message. Max,
okay, thank you very much. That is all the time... Wow. We end with a whimper, as always. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. As you know, God, your penis is a clit, and my pussy is all leathery and crackly and musty. Kind of smells like piss.
And your goddamn fucking asshole is your pussy.
Okay. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we will see you back on Monday to start a whole new week of shows. Until then, you guys have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
in increased diameter on the fern and the Pertowatch.
Oh, shit. Son of a bitch. Jesus Christ.
Let us get the fuck out of here.